So remember, we saw this sugya, which we have not yet seen all the Rashis, although maybe we have. We haven't seen the Hemshech of the Gemara, which we'll see now. So let's have a look again. Va'omer of Yosef, we're on the fifth bottom line. Va'omer of Yosef. Ploini Whoops. Whoopsie. Ploini Rovoi.
Believe
So,
Plony didn't listen carefully to the Baal Kori on Yom Kippur Mincha.
correct. This is when we discussed this. So, Ploini Rovoi. So, Reuven accuses Shimon of committing the Aveira of Mishkav Zocher. Not only is he the aid, but he's also the victim. So, the Gemara says if it's Ploini, if he is accusing Shimon of committing this Aveira, so being forced into it, then who? That's the victim. V'acher, and somebody else, let's call him Levi, mitstarfim, can join, combine to become a group of Eidos Lahorogoi, because he is not indicting himself with this testimony. He does not claim that he willingly took part in the Aveira. To the contrary, he said he was forced. However, if it's Leretzoinoi, if he says it was done willingly, meaning he was not forced, but he acquiesced to the Aveira, which means he is indicting himself because he's admitting that he was over the Aveira, then Rosha who? Well, then he's considered a Rosha. V'ha-Torah Amran, the Torah said, quote unquote, Al Toshes Rosha Eid. A Rosha cannot be an Eid. Look at Rashi. Ploini Ravoi b'mishkav Zocher. If it was La'oinsa, which means Al Korcha, he was forced into it, so then he's not indicting himself, so he's a perfectly kosher aid. Hu Va'acher Hanir Bahazer, the victim of this Revia is the name of the Avir. Kosher Lahoyed Alav. He is a kosher witness, and therefore Vimyesh Acher Imoi. Therefore, if there's somebody else with him, he can combine forces. This Levi together with Reuven the victim, Levi the other aid, and Nerag HaRoveya Alpiyem. And the Roveya, the one, the perpetrator, will be killed in accordance with his aidus. Says the Gemara, Rava Omar. Doesn't say Omar Rava, it says Rava Omar, which means he's coming to disagree. So what's he saying? No. Odom Koroiv Eitzel Atzmoy. And Odom is Koroiv Eitzel Atzmoy, literally translated, he's related to himself. A person cannot indict himself. Ve'ein Odom Mesim Atzmoy Rosha. A person cannot indict himself. Meaning, he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yosef. When this Reuven claims it was done Baratzain. Well, if you really claim it was done Baratzain, and in other words, you are incriminating yourself and you are testifying that you're a Rosha because you're saying it was done Baratzain and you were happy to do the Aveira. We have a principle. Ein Odom Mesim Atzmoi Rosha. A person cannot be made into a Rosha by himself. Now, the question is, what exactly does Rava mean? Clearly, Rava is obviously disagreeing with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef is saying that when he testifies, it was done Liritzoinoi. Then he's believed, says Rava. No, how can you possibly say that it was done with Sinai and thereby incriminate yourself? A person cannot be believed when he testifies against himself. Why not? Because nobody's got ne'emonus. We don't believe anybody who indicts themselves. So the Shaila is now, what is Rava trying to say? Does Rava mean, therefore, we throw out his entire Eidus? Is that what he means to say? Is Rava saying that, listen, once you say that Ploini, Ravoi, Luritsoinai, when you've got no Ne'emonus, and therefore your whole Eidus is thrown out, and if your Eidus is thrown out, well then, we can't possibly kill the Reveya. Is that what Rava is trying to say? So look at the last Rashi on the Omid. Again. Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the other. Ravam Ein Odom Nifsal Leidus Bohidoas Piv.
His mouth.
We have to be clear in this sugya, Rabbi say. What did Rabbi Yosef say when the aid witnesses, he testifies that the Avera was done Baratzen? So Rav Yosef said, well, if you testify the Avera was done Baratzen, in other words, you are incriminating yourself, you are making yourself into a Rosha, in which case you've just become disqualified as an aid. Because the Torah says, Al Toshes Rosha aid. So according to Rav Yosef, we have no doubt. Rav Yosef would paskin that we throw this person's Eidus out of Beis Din. Because by virtue of the fact that you said that the Avera was done Baratzin, you have made yourself into a Rasha, in which case you've just killed off your own Eidus. So now, what does Rava mean? Rava says, when he disagrees, he says, no, a person is not believed to make himself into a Rasha. What does he mean by that? He's not believed to make himself into a Rasha. So I do believe him or I don't believe him. What do I do with his Eidus? So look at Rashi. Rava Omar Ein Odom Nifsal Le'edus Bohidoas Piv. A person can never become disqualified from Eidus by the admission of his mouth. The Odom Korev Eitzel Atzmai. Because a person is a Korev to himself. Hilkoch Ein Odom Yochel Losum Atzmoi Rosha. You can't make yourself into a Rosha. Kloima al Eidus Atzmoi. What that means is to say, by his own testimony, Einoi Nase Rosha. He cannot be deemed to be a Rosha. Shaharei Toiro Poslo Koroiv Leidus. One of the Psulei Eidim is a Koriv. Can Reuven testify about Shimon, his brother? Absolutely not. Well, if you cannot testify about your brother, you can't testify about yourself either, because you are a relative not only of your brother, you're a relative of yourself. Therefore,
Einstein would say everything is relative.
Everything is relative, especially himself. In which case, says Rashi, what's the halacha? V'neherag haroiveya. Says Rashi, in the opinion of Rava, therefore we would kill the roiveya. What did Rav Yosef say? Rav Yosef was the first opinion and says that we would not kill the roiveya. Why? Because the Nerubah, the victim, Reuven, has made himself into a Rasha. A Rasha's Eidus is unacceptable. So if there's no testimony, you can't kill the Reveya. Rava is disagreeing and he says that what? You can't testify against yourself. Just like you can't testify against your relative, you can't testify against yourself because a person is a relative of himself.
But how can you possibly...
One second. Therefore, why would I still kill the Reveya? Remember, what did this Reuven come into Beis Din and say? He said the following words. Levi committed an Aveira of Mishkav Zohar with me, Beretzoini. So as soon as he says those words, with me, Beretzoini, Rav Yosef says, Kol Tov, have a nice day. Have a nice day, finished. You've just made yourself into a Rasha. You've just now disqualified your own Eidus. I'm sorry, we don't have a group of Eidim anymore. We've only got one, we've only got Levi. So what's Rava saying? No. With those words, with me, Beretzoini, he's got no nemons. Why not? Because a person is considered a non-valid aid whenever he's discussing something that pertains to himself. You can't be made against yourself. Okay. So what do I do now with his eidus? The chidush is, this is a massive chidush, I accept half of it. The first half of the sentence I can listen to. The second half of the sentence I can't. Keep on reading in Rashi. V'nerag ha-reveya. So the reveya will be killed. The palginon dibura. What does palginon mean? Palig. We half his dibur. We split up in testimony. And we say, half of it we believe, and half of it we don't believe. Which bit do we believe? Says Rashi on the last line. Umehamninon le mehamninon, from the word ne'emon. Mehamninon le, we believe him, legabe chavre, with regard to his friend, meaning with regard to Shimon, the perpetrator, he's believed, it's perfectly kosher edus. But v'loy mehamninon le, but we do not believe him, legabe didei. What does didei mean?
Himself.
Himself. We don't believe that part of the Eidos that pertains to himself, lifsoil le'Eidos, to disqualify himself from being an aid that we don't listen to.
Rabbi,
it's a whole parasha, which we're going to see in the next sugya as well. This is a tremendous chidush.
If a guy comes,
say, an Eidos, and we do not say that we consider the whole thing or nothing. No, we can take half. We can take a knife, chop the sentence into two, and say we believe part A and we don't believe part B. This is called palginon dibura. The first half of the sentence, when he said Shimon committed an act of Mishkav Zohar with me, that part I'll believe. When he added the second half of the sentence and he said, and I did so baratzoim, sorry, that bit I can't believe. Why not? Because then you're making yourself into a Rasha, and you're a Korev. A Korev can't testify against yourself. So therefore, what do I have in the final analysis? Reuven, the first half of his sentence is perfectly valid, in which case he can join forces with Levi, the other aide, and the Reveya will be put to death.
And he walks away scot-free.
And he walks away scot-free because we have no Eidos against him. We anyway had no Eidos. Even a contra of Yosef, he goes off scot-free. That's not a machlokes. Everybody agrees that Reuven gets off scot-free because there's no two Eidim against him. That's not the discussion. The discussion is what happens to Shimon, the perpetrator. Rav Yosef says that the perpetrator also goes off scot-free. Why? Because Reuven's Eidos has been disqualified because he has just made himself into a Rasha. And a Rasha's Eidos is non-valid. So therefore, I haven't got two Eidim. I've only got one Eid. Who? Levi. Reuven's Eidos is irrelevant. Says Rava, it's only half irrelevant. But that bit doesn't bother me. So the second half of the sentence, when he says, Beretzoini, you're right, that bit I will not believe him, because you can't be made against yourself. But the first half of the sentence in which he said, Shimon committed the act of Mishkav Zohar, yeah, I'll believe him. Join that together with Levi, and now I've got a full set of Eidos.
Is there a difference?
Can't this go both ways? Because if it was a willing act of Mishkav Zachar, and there's one aide that saw it, Reuven can say Shimon did it, and Shimon can say Reuven did it.
Say that again, Denunza. Say that again.
We have the case is a case of a willing act of Mishkav Zachar, right?
Well, we don't believe him in that. That's the bit he claims. We don't believe him in that.
What do you mean we don't believe him? They committed the act together.
So we have no evidence about whether it was done Baratzon or not, other than his own admission, and that bit we don't believe.
And the second aide is someone who saw the act.
The second aide, we believe, but we couldn't care less whether it was done Ba'onus or Baratzon. That Shimon, who's going to be put to death, will be put to death whether he forced Reuven or whether he didn't force Reuven. Either way, Shimon's put to death. That's not a discussion. Who cares whether he did it Ba'onus or Baratzon?
Because if it was Baratzon, Shimon can say Reuven did it, Baratzon also, and then they both of them have half testimony. That's valid.
I hear.
But that's not the discussion over here. Nobody's discussing. That's not the discussion of it. Nobody is testifying against Reuven. Who's to say that Levi even Bechal saw who it was?
Well, because if it's a case of Ratzon, Reuven would turn around and say it was Ratzon.
Maybe it was, but who's the second aide?
The second aide is the constant. He's the one who saw the act.
Again, by the way, I'll tell you,
Shimon and Levi. Shimon committed the act. Reuven is coming to Beis Din. Shimon does not come to Beis Din. Reuven comes to Beis Din and says, Shimon committed the act with me, Baratzon, and Levi says, I also testify that he committed the act. Now, Levi doesn't have to comment on whether it was done Baratzon or not. That's totally irrelevant. We put Shimon to death. So again, what's your question?
When the Beis Din would pull Shimon in, he would say, it was Baratzon. So Reuven's as guilty as Shimon is.
One second. Firstly, who says Shimon's there? Why would they put in Shimon at all?
Well, if they're going to put him to death, doesn't the Beis Din talk to Shimon first to understand?
No, absolutely not. You've got two Edom. Two Edom incriminate, say the plane was Machal Shabbos, you put him to death. That's it. Don't give Shimon a chance to defend himself. You've got two Edom. Apishtai made him Yochum Dovel. But even if Shimon was there, what's his aide is going to do anything to anybody? What's his aide is going to do?
No, because if Shimon says Berat, like Nachum says, if Shimon says Berat, so we don't believe him. Because he's too Karv Latzmo.
So what? So
then you can't put him to death either, because he'll say that he was sodomized.
No, again. Who cares if he says it was Baratzon? I don't need his aiders to put him to death. I've got Reuven and Levi, finished. Don't need Shimon's aiders. Who cares whether he's kosher or non-kosher? Shimon is put to death because I've got aiders by Reuven and Levi. So Shimon's aiders, Lakan or Lakan, is totally irrelevant. Whatever Shimon says now has no consequence whatsoever. Nachum was asking a different question. But if Shimon comments it was done Baratzon, maybe we should kill Reuven as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's a different question. But I'm saying, firstly, maybe that is the case. Secondly, who says Shimon is there? Thirdly, who says that Levi saw who the victim was? Who says we've got two Edom against Reuven?
No, Nachum's question about killing Levi is, oh, you can't, because if Shimon comes and says it was Baratzon, yes, that means he was Baratzon.
It was about Shimon having Reuven, the victim, put to death. That was Nachum's question, to which I'm saying...
But you can't, because...
Shimon was not in Beis Din, so he's not testifying. Number two, even if he was there, maybe his testimony will be accepted, but who says that Levi was testifying against Reuven? Levi said that Pliny was Reveya. Who? I don't know. I didn't see who it was. Who says we're just making up an assumption? Who said that we know that Reuven was the victim? We don't have to aid him in that Reuven was involved in this. Number four, who says that Levi says it was done Baratzon? How do you know that? Who are the two people who said it was done Baratzon over here? Nachum.
I'm saying if that is the case. Reuven and Levi are both saying it was Baratzon.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
The case is, obviously it was Baratzon, because the case that's being brought is bringing a Chiddush that says Reuven, we don't believe the second half, only half.
No,
that means it's a case of Ratzon, because he's incriminating himself.
No. We don't know whether it was Baratzon. Not this is a case of Baratzon. We have zero clue whether it was done Baratzon or not. Because he cannot make himself into a Russia. That piece of Eidos is put in the garbage. Therefore, we have no idea whether it was done Baratzon. So if we have no idea whether it was done Barotzen, how can we kill Shimon? The answer is because it's irrelevant. Shimon is killed whether he was done Barotzen or Ba'inus. I don't understand your question.
No, I have a question.
Because we're ignoring evidence that's being presented, so it just sounds weird. Because he's admitting it. We're just saying we're gonna ignore that. But he admitted it.
I don't understand. If Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen come to Beis Din and they testify that somebody was Mechalel Shabbos, do you put him to death? No. Why? Because they're too craven. Craven don't have nemanos. Finished. End of story. So I don't have Edus. If I don't have Edus, then I don't have Edus. Well, what's up? So, yeah, but he admitted it. His admission has zero nemanos.
Okay.
If he's got, number one. Number two, Levi never, ever, ever commented on whether this act was done by Einus or Barotzen because totally irrelevant. He's coming to indict Shimon. Whether Shimon forced Reuven, whether Shimon acquiesced with Reuven is all irrelevant. Shimon gets put to death either way. That's not our discussion, what happens to Reuven. The only discussion is, do we have two kosher edim to testify against Shimon? Rabbi Yosef says, no, we don't. Because even though Levi is a valid aid, but Reuven has disqualified himself by admitting it was done Barotzen, says Rava, no, he has not disqualified himself because that part of the Eidus in which he says is Barotzen is thrown out. So what remains is the first half of the sentence in which he says Shimon committed the act of Mishkav Zachar. Levi says Shimon committed the act of Mishkav Zachar. Thank you, to Edim, death.
So basically, if according to Rava, if he's throwing out that he cannot testify that it was Baratam because he Adam Karav La'atzmo, then he's accusing him of Ravua.
He's not accusing him of anything.
Yes, he is. I'll tell you. Yes, he is. Because he said
something Baratam, it's as if he didn't speak.
But okay, so if that's the case, then how can he testify that it was a Maisa?
Why not?
Because hold on.
Separate Shilas which are not related to each other. There's Shila. No. There's Shaila number one, did Shimon commit the act? Question number one. Question number two, was it done Barotzen or Ba'inus? That half of the question we do not have an answer to, we do not know, and it's irrelevant. The first half of the question is, did Shimon commit the act? The answer is yes, he did. So why should he not be put to death?
And why do you believe him?
Why not? Because he's a kosher Jew. Why should you not believe him?
Because he had sinus with a man.
Who did? Reuven, we have no idea. Who said he did it Barotzen?
Okay, so if you can't testify and say Barotzen because you can't testify against yourself, then Lechaira, what he's saying, Lechat, what he's saying is he was raped.
No, again.
He's admitting I was together with this man. He said I was together with this man.
Done Ba'oinus or Barotzen, I repeat for the fifth time, we have no idea. We do not know, anachnu lo yodim, I can say in Yiddish or Ivrit or in Swahili. We do not know whether it was done Ba'oinus or Barotzen. We have no evidence on that part. The only slight edus we have is Reuven's, and that bit is thrown out. So the answer is, I couldn't care less. As we mentioned before, Shimon is killed either way. If Shimon forced Reuven, or if Reuven acquiesced, Shimon is in the same situation. He's put to death. Leman or Emes, whether this act was done by Oinus or Barotzen, we have no idea. The only shred of evidence we have is from Reuven, and that piece of evidence is thrown out, so we don't even have a shred of evidence either. So I do not know whether Shimon forced Reuven or didn't force it, but who cares? Shimon's killed either way. All that Rava is being machadish is that you're allowed to take a big knife and chop up his edus into two pieces. That is a tremendous chiddush. That is a tremendous chiddush. Without Rava, what would we have said? That if the second half of the sentence has got no nemanos, well, then that's the whole edus in a dustbin. Rava's chiddush is these two words, palginon dibura. We can split his edus into two. I think we should see this Rashi again. Rava Omer, Ein Odom Nifsal, a person does not become posel le'edus, behoidoas piv. through the admission from his own mouth. No person can disqualify himself from being an aid. Let's just press pause for a second. Imagine Reuven and Shimon would walk into Beis Din, and they say, "We hereby testify that Levi was Mechalal Shabbos and he is Chayev Skila." Okay, we cross-examine the Eidos, and everything is perfectly aligned. Okay, bang goes down the hammer, Levi is Chayev Skila. Reuven then announces, "By the way, I forgot to tell you, I am an Oved Avodah Zorah. So therefore, I am a disqualified aid." What's the halacha? Do you put Levi to death or you don't put Levi to death?
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. Why? Because as far as I'm concerned, Reuven is a kosher aid. The fact that he
claims himself.
He can't testify against yourself. And for that part of the sentence, we throw in the garbage. And that's exactly what Rashi is saying over here as well. Ein odom nifsal le'eduz bo'idoas piv. A person cannot become disqualified for eduz through the admission of his own mouth. Why? The odom koroiv eitzel atzmoi. Because a person is considered to be a relative of himself. And you can't therefore testify against yourself, just like you can't testify against any relative. Hilkoch, ein odom yochoil losum atzmoi rosha. Therefore, a person cannot now classify himself as a Rosha. Kloima al Eidus Atzmoi. What that means is, through his own Eidus, Einoi Nase Rosha. Through his own Eidus, he cannot be considered a Rosha. Why? Sharia Toira Posla Koroiv Le Eidus. Because we know that the Torah passels anybody who is a Koroiv. Anybody who's a relative is possible for an Eidus, and he is a relative of himself. So therefore, what do? Therefore, the Reiveya, in our story that was called Shimon, will be put to death. How can that be? Here come the main two words which you should underline. The Palginon Dibura, that is Rava's Chiddush. Palginon di bura, we can split the Eidos into two and we can say, Umehem ninon le. On the one half, we believe him, legabe chavrei. With regard to other people, meaning Shimon, he's got nemonus. So when he says Shimon committed Mishkav Zohar, we believe him. But veloi mehem ninon le. But we will not believe him, legabe didei. Not the part of the sentence where he's incriminating himself, lifsoi le'edus, sorry, that bit, we do not believe him. So the first half of the sentence, yes. The second half of the sentence, no.
Rebbe, I want to show you something in Rashi that suggests one thing that I would say might have some mnemonis to it. It says, v'nerag aroveya, which means that once we don't believe that Shimon can testify, that the guy, listen, can testify himself a ratzo, the other guy becomes a roveya. He becomes a sodomizer.
He is a rabbi. We know that. Nobody's doubting that. And what
no, because so if you don't believe that it's a baratzo, I know because he can't testify against the other thing, then the guy's a roveya.
Roveya has nothing to do whether it was done by Enos or baratzo.
Yes, it does only from the fact because if he can't testify against himself in baratzo, he also can't testify himself that I was with that guy. Because if he's saying that guy was with me,
nobody right? is supposed to he's trying
so therefore to therefore he's testifying against himself. Ah, but if he was sodomized, then he's not testifying against himself.
Yeah, there's a basic mistake being made over here. Shimon the Reveya. What's translation of the word Reveya? Reveya
sodomizer.
I don't know what sodomizer means.
He took advantage of it. No.
Okay, that's your mistake.
Okay.
That's not translation of Reveya. Reveya means anybody who is involved in an act of Mishkav Zocha, whether it was Ba'oinus or Baratzin, makes no difference whatsoever. Either way, that is an Avera of Reveya.
Okay. All right. I apologize then.
And that's what Rashi said. The Nerak HaReveya, the person, Shimon, who is involved in the Mishkav Zocha, will be killed. But I don't know whether it was Ba'oinus or Baratzin. I couldn't care less. Irrelevant. So who cares whether it's Ba'oinus or Baratzin?
So there's no such thing as an admission of guilt in any Beis Din.
Correct. Unless it's money. Money is a different shaila. Hoidas valdin kimei edim domi. That's not our shaila for today. But you can't make yourself into a Rosha to say that I'm a disqualified aid. That does not exist. Now, let's just make a start to the next Gemara because it's very much a continuation. Says the Gemara on the top line. Omar Rava. Rava says now Ployni bo al ishti. So what's he accusing? Who is he accusing over here? He's saying, Ployni, again, let's make up some names. We've got Reuven and his wife Rachel. And he is accusing Shimon of having relations with his wife. Says the Gemara, who the Acher mitstarfim. Reuven together with Levi can be mitstarif to do what? Lahoirgoi avaloi lahoirgoi.
Is it related?
They're related.
Correct. Reuven and Levi can combine to kill Shimon, but not to kill Rachel. Why not?
They're married.
Because if he's married to her, he's a Korach. Now, do we all agree that once again this is based on the principle of Palginon Dibura? Because again, when Reuven says that Shimon committed an act with an Ashes Ish who happens to be my wife. Well, I'll only accept the first half of the sentence. The second half of the sentence I have to ignore. You can't testify against your wife. Well, if you can't testify against your wife and that half of the sentence is out, well, maybe the whole thing should be out. No. Yeah. Once again, Palginon Dibura. Palginon Dibura. Have a look at the top Rashi. Ployni bo al ishtioi avaloi lahorga is not believed to kill her. Lefi she koroiv hu etzlo, because he is a koroiv of hers. V'haf al gav, even though de mehemnen lei b'hai sadusa, even though we believe in this edus legabe chavrei, with regard to the Chavar, meaning with regard to Shimon, and we'll have Shimon put to death. But he will not be believed with regard to his wife. So which principle is this once again? V'hainu palginon dibura, says Rashi. Once again, this is the principle of palginon dibura. D'hochad diburahu, because it's all one dibur, it's one edus, and what am I doing? I'm chopping it in half. And I'm saying, Ulagabahai mehemon, v'loi mehemon lagabahai. He's believed with regard to one person, meaning the perpetrator. He's not believed with regard to his wife. And therefore, by the way, obviously we're talking about a case where he's accusing this act of being done barotzein. So he's claiming that they are both Roshoim and they both deserve to be put to death. To which we are saying, I'm sorry, you can't testify against your wife. Oh, does that mean that my whole edus is out the window? No. Palginon dibura. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem, plan, by the way, for you, those who want to look ahead. We're going to next week, Mitz Hashem in the beginning, learn towards, further down the Omid, till the two dots, where it says, Makos Bishloisha. And then we're going to go back, and we're going to do a bit of Chazara. Been quite a while. We're going to go back and do Chazon. Okay, be well, everybody.
Is there any room to say in a case like this? Because technically, once she has relations, they're like, they have to get divorced, so he's not really his wife anymore?
No, she is. Because again, we have no edus. We have no edus, therefore she is his wife. Because his edus...
If it's ba'onas, then he wouldn't have to divorce her, right?
If it's ba'onas, then it's fine anyway, yeah. But we don't
know... Unless he's a kohen, of course.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Be well, everybody.
Shakar.